We oftentimes wonder why Jesus said of God, Father. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. We oftentimes wonder why Jesus used the word Father for referring to God, the infinite allness, the absolute, the magnificent, the creative cause of the universe, that which we are. And why did he say that the Father lives within us? Well, the father image of the Hebrew nation was always an image of confidence, of someone you could trust in, someone who was always there to take care of whatever the needs were, someone who made everything right, someone who was a good arbitrator, someone who could handle everything for the family and for the community and for the world. Father was a very powerful word in that culture, as it is in every culture. And Jesus talked to the people using the term Father because that's something they could understand very well. They could understand a heavenly Father. They could understand a heavenly cause for everything. And so it is, and so it was. Now, he didn't say Heavenly Mother. He didn't say Father, Mother, God. He didn't say these things. A future generation said it because they were wanting to bring in the aspect of the mother's concept in the presence of God. I think the word Father does not do the true service to the infinite divine beingness. But it was a word that got people started. And the parables that Jesus taught were all parables of humanity, parables of getting along, parables of having a father guidance, a mother guidance, a family guidance. Now, all of these things are very significant. And as we study the Bible, or as we read the Christian Bible, or the Hebrew words, as we read these wonderful things, as we read the book of Muhammad, as we read the book of Buddha, the books of all these other nations and cultures of the world, we come to one simple conclusion. All of them do their best to teach of a loving presence. A loving father-type presence. And because they're teaching this, they had to name it something that people could understand. And so it was named Father. But with all the limitations of Father, it was a word that really didn't meet the needs. So, if we were living in our advanced cultural age today, and Jesus were teaching, he would probably say, the atom, the energy, the infinite cause of the universe, the power of the universe, he'd probably use all sorts of other phrases to take it away from the human aspect. But we have it in the human aspect because it's something we can touch. And as we walk our spiritual path and as we learn along the spiritual way, as we reveal along the spiritual way the truth that we are, we come into the circumstances that say, hey, what's this all about? And then we say, that is principle. That is the law of cause and effect. That is the archetypal, that's the ideal, the original purity and integrity. And you see, as we do that, we move away from the God-Father image to the God-Spirit image. And in the God-Spirit image, it is a wonderful, beautiful fulfillment. In the God-Father image, it's a limited attitude because we as human beings, I think of the word Father, we think of the limitations of Father, not the unique allness that Father is. These are things for us to consider because it's something that will turn our life upside down if we'll let it. Think about these things. The Bible stories are quite significant, and the use of the term Father has been used for a very good purpose. But that purpose is now changing. And the purpose is changing as we grow into spiritual illumination and go into the realization of what is the Father. The Father is the allness. And as we think of fathers in human terms, we don't think of allness. So that's why it's up to us now to think in a broader scope and accept in a broader climate what the teachings really are. Think on these things, they're quite significant. And have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.